The stage is set for an explosive night of theatre, one of twists, turns, danger and deception. A 1950s Alfred Hitchcock classic has been reimagined for the stage by Jeffrey Hatcher, Dial M for Murder, directed by Mark Kilmurry. A show that crackles with suspense, intrigue, glamour, deceit and psychological twists. It hits the Ensemble Theatre stage from the 28th of November, running until the 11th of January. Starring in Dial M for Murder, we're going to Dial M for cast member Madeline Jones, who joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Hey Madeline, how are you?
Good morning, Danny. I'm so well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
This is very exciting, Dial M for Murder.
Oh my gosh, it is exciting. I didn't even realise Dial M, Madeline. Oh, it's so fitting, isn't it? How fantastic.
Look,
it's
could
a
have
wonderful,
been.
Wonderful play.
It could have been Dial M for director Mark Kilmurry or Dial M for Maxine Hadley, who you play in this work.
It could have, or Margot Wendis. The options are endless. Dial M for who?
They are. Were you a fan of the film?
Do you know what? I'm going to admit, I've never seen it.
Oh my goodness.
And I did, I thought about watching it, but so often when I'm in projects and there's existing other things out there, I tend to save it as a little treat for when I've finished, just so I'm not stealing too much or influenced too much by it.
That's probably not a bad tactic to have. So it'll be something you go and check out after you've done this. So with that being the case, with you going into it sight unseen, what was it about this work that attracted you to the production?
Working back at the Ensemble Theatre, absolutely. I love it down here. I'm currently sitting in the restaurant overlooking the water, what's not to like, over summer. Mark Kilmurry, I have been such a fan of his. He's obviously the artistic director at the Ensemble here and a wonderful, wonderful director in his own right. I've seen a lot of his productions. So jumped at the chance to work with him. And the play is fun.
it's more fun than a work with murder in the title should be.
I know. It sounds so dark. And look, it is. It is really dark, but it's delicious to be a part of an ensemble. And our actors are so incredible. And watching the kind of twists and turns that are there in it. So it was originally written by Frederick Knott in 52, which is the same version that Hitchcock used for his film. And we've got this, as you said, incredible, more recent adaptation by Jeffrey Hatcher. And it's just got more twists and more turns. And, you know, any character at any given moment, are they lying? Are they telling the truth? What do they want? It's really a lot of fun. To be inside, and then also the scenes that I'm not in. I just love sitting and watching the other actors work.
That's really cool. And I imagine it's a challenge for the director as well, because obviously you're sort of taking this from the screen to the stage and what you need to do to ensure that it works there in a theatrical format.
Oh, absolutely. And we're so wonderfully supported by our design team. As you can imagine, something like this, we're all so excited to get into the theatre this week, to get on the beautiful set made by Nick Fry, into our cozies. He's designed those as well. And we've had some sound in the rehearsal room. And it's so, Madeline Picard has done such a beautiful job in supporting the dramatic moments. And you know, I keep saying it twists and turns, but it's just because the play is really full of them. And then I think we're all thrilled to see our lighting designer, Matt Cox, in action and what he's done for us. I think, you know, lots of thunder, lightning, I think it's going to be really wonderful.
It is one of the great things about the Ensemble Theatre, when you're sort of cataloguing the cast and creatives that make these works happen. It's not just your writers and your directors and your people there in the cast. You know, as you're saying there, you're giving props there to the composer and sound designer and Madeline Picard, and the lighting by Matt Cox, and the fighting by Scott Witt, and just everyone there.
Gosh, yeah.
All of the moving parts, all of the great talents you need to have a wonderful theatrical work.
I mean, it takes a huge amount of people to make shows happen. You know, we've also worked with the incredible Linda Nichols-Gidley on all of our accents. I have the only New York accent in the show. Everyone else is very, very British. So that's been a lot of fun for me. I've never done a New York accent before. So that's been a real thrill with Linda's help, getting all the right resources and all the right sounds. Hopefully, you know, hopefully sell it.
I'm hoping that 2SER insists that I get a New York accent happening for this show so I can, like, travel overseas. I've got a work method.
I think you should. Yeah. I think you should insist.
Yeah. And the big this is very exciting, starting Friday 28th of November, and you're sort of going all the way over the holiday season till Sunday 11th of January. Now, seeing as you're going to be in the role, does that mean it's going to be a really weird Christmas for you because you're going to be there surrounded by friends and family and not knowing who to trust because you're still in character?
I mean, maybe it'll be weirder for my husband. He won't know. No, it's fantastic. It's so lovely to have work over the holiday period where it can sometimes be pretty quiet. So we're all very happy to be spending Christmas with a bit of murder and mystery at the ensemble.
Oh, it's beautiful stuff. Intimate stage, epic drama. That's the Ensemble Theatre, Dial M for Murder, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the original by Frederick Knott, starting on 28th of November 2025, going until the 11th of January next year. Madeline Jones, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast. Chookers for you. I hope it's an absolutely wonderful season, which I know it will be, and I really appreciate your time here this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Benny. Appreciate it.
All the details for tickets will be on the website. This is 2SER Breakfast.